In our brief time here at the Healing Service, I want to speak to you about disease and defilement. Because there is in the Bible a nexus. That means there's a connection of sorts, even a close connection between disease. And again, the word disease means dis-ease. Dis-ease, you're uncomfortable. Disease. There is a connection between disease and defilement. One of them is a dysfunctionality of sorts. A disease can be, oh, my leg doesn't work, or my heart's not working, or oh, my emotions are wrong, or any number of different dysfunctionalities. The other one is a spiritual status, defilement. Defilement is a spiritual status. Dis-ease is a dysfunctionality of sorts. As we explore these, we have to be careful in two ways. The first thing we cannot do is connect them too closely, making disease and defilement one and the same. But on the other side of the coin, we have to be careful not to be disconnecting them absolutely completely. Why do I say that? I say that because in our first lesson we learned that the earth is cursed. Thorns and thistles, right? Anyone here ever get in a pricker bush or picking berries or whatever? Thorns and thistles. Sweat of your brow. In labor you will bring forth your bread. The earth is cursed. And why is it cursed? It's cursed because of sin. So the earth is cursed. So on some level, every dis-ease that we have has a connection to sin somewhere. Has a connection to defilement somewhere. Sin, defilement, that's Genesis 3. That's the fall of man. But not every dis-ease is directly, personally connected to a particular defilement of a particular individual. Be very careful about this. You might have dis-ease today. Maybe you're here with a broken leg. That's dis-ease, isn't it? You have a broken leg, and you have a broken leg because while you were keeping all the traffic rules, a drunk driver came by and smashed into your car. He ran a red light. He smashed into your car, and you have a broken leg. Your dis-ease can have degrees of separation from your particular sinfulness. Are we all sinners? If I raise hand, come on, folks, come on, right? Thought, word, and deed. We're all sinners, right? So, you know, disease comes with the territory here. But not every dis-ease is related directly to the particular sins that you or I have committed. It's a part of the thorns and the thistles, all of this dis-ease. The Bible, as we will see later on in our sermon, would have us most concerned about defilement and not disease. Most concerned about real and personal defilement. Nevertheless, we're here because God is good and He's gracious. The Bible does deal with, and it provides the remedy for both dis-ease and defilement. For both, the remedy is Jesus Christ. The cross of Jesus Christ is not only the means of our spiritual atonement. The word atonement is an old English word, at one ment, put back together spiritually, at one ment, restore the wholeness. The cross of Jesus Christ provides for spiritual at one ment. Yes, He's put us back together spiritually. But the cross of Jesus Christ is also the means of our full atonement at one ment. Not just spiritually. We're put back together in every way. Now, then there's the whole chronology of that. Is that going to take place during our lifetime? Is that going to happen as a result of God's ultimate wrapping up of things and the full at-one-ment in every way takes place when we shed this body of death that we abide in? But we're put back together by the cross. For a reason, I had on the cover of our program Isaiah 53, because verse 5 says, "He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities." This is the cross. "The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." The provision of God for us today is not only the remedy for our defilement, but it's the remedy ultimately for our dis-ease. Let's stand.